Hello, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of the Blondest Podcast. It's been a minute for me. Did you guys miss me? Did you think I died?
I think they did.
I've come back.
From the dead?
Yeah.
How was New York?
It was good. And then it was bad. Then it was really bad. Then it was good again. And then it was bad.
Oh, talk us through that.
I don't think so.
Give us like the highlight and then the lowest point, like the most fun and the most not fun.
Most fun was
you being in a telenova. A telenova, yeah.
No, but that was also the horrible Bella? Night.
Is that the telenovela? It's how you say it. Telenovela. Telenovela.
Yeah, I think that's what it's called.
Tyler's in a movie.
Yes. Yeah. That
he's an actor.
That was not the highlight though, because like 45 minutes after that.
He's a podcaster, an actor, a musician.
No, okay.
A personal best friend.
Highlight.
Personal driver. What else do you do?
Therapist.
Yeah, you're a lot of things.
I wear many hats.
Yeah. So how's your acting career going? When's your next gig?
I did not want to do that. Okay. So very ridiculous, but that's a super long story.
Let's get into it. Just give us the short version.
Okay. So basically my trip started out. I went to New York primarily to go see a concert that all my friends were playing in at Carnegie Hall. And so I started out.
Not like a real concert, like a refined concert for like the bouge. Like it's like when you say concert, but like people think like you went to like a concert.
Yeah. I guess concert for me has always meant a classical music. That's symphony performance. There's like some sort of fuzz flying in front of my eyes and it's really distracting.
Welcome to my life at my house. There's always various like cat pet hair floating in the abyss.
And so I stayed at a hotel for the first 2-3 nights, something like that. Hung out with them, you know, had a good time, kikied. And then I was going to spend time with Adriel. And if you guys have been around since the OG days, you would
2019.
Know, yeah, you would know who Adriel is. But
Adriel is his like one of his lifelong friends. Yes. And someone who worked for me during COVID because she couldn't be in New York. So she worked for me until her school opened back up.
Yeah. So yeah,
was,
I went
like,
to
cock
stay
tease.
With her.
So
I
sad.
Like went she lives out in fucking Narnia. She lives in Bushwick, which is not terribly far, but it's definitely not in the city. And so, you know, I got an Uber. I was staying in like by Central Park. Went all the way to her apartment and I was like super tired. What?
I just remember you calling me, telling me that you washed your face with hand body.
We're not there yet. We're not there yet. Okay, because that was the really bad. That was when I said bad, then really bad. That's where the really bad comes in. So went to her place, whatever. And then she had like all of her family last minute, like flew in and they were having a dinner. And so I was like, go have dinner with them. Like, I don't care. I'm going to take a nap because I had a really long night. And so she left to go to a family dinner and then it was like, meet up with me later and we'll go out. And so she left, whatever, and I like took a nap and then I texted her like, oh, where do I meet you? And then she was like, I'm in Chinatown, come here. And so I said, okay. I got on the sub, went all the way to the thing, and then she was like, oh, did you bring my keys? And I was like, no. And she was like, I left my keys for you there in case you like you wanted to go out or do something and you weren't like locked out. And I was like, I didn't know that. You didn't text me that. But it was fine because her phone, like her building is like a virtual doorman or whatever. So everything's electronic. So her phone can get into the building, get into the apartment, everything. So we were like, whatever, fine. We went out and we went to this club. Okay, well, kind of like ratchet, but we each downed a bottle of soju, which is like...
What's that?
It's like Japanese...
Like sake?
Or it's no... Is it Japanese or is it Korean? It's something. I think maybe it's Korean, but it's like 17% alcohol. So it's stronger than wine, but less strong than vodka. It's like somewhere in the middle, but it's so dangerous because it does get you fucked up, but it's super... It tastes like juice. Ooh. And so downed a bottle, and then we went to this club that was nearby with a couple of her friends and her boyfriend. And it was still really early in the night, but it was cold outside. So we didn't want to we were like, okay, we need something to do. So we went at it was 10 p.m. or something like that. Like the club had just opened. It was fucking empty. But they were like, oh, there's this room in the back that's completely covered in fur. Like every surface, the walls, the seating, the tables, the DJ booth. But it's a very small room, but it's completely covered in fur. And it's people call it, the fuzzy room or something like that. And I was like, really like that. It sounds like it's really dirty and gross, but they...
it's probably so much semen and sweat and dead skin cells. No,
literally disgusting. But they just wanted us to see it. And I was like, yeah, that's fine, whatever. But then they tried to go in and they were like, no, they're filming in there. It's rented out right now completely. And so we were like, okay, that's fine, whatever. I didn't really care. And then I guess one of Adriel's friends was able to go, or someone from the filming crew or whatever saw him and was like, oh, do you want to come be an extra? And he was like, well, I have all my friends here, so they all need to be extras too. And so I had walked away to the bar to get a drink, and then Adriel was like, oh, we're going in there to be extras. And I was like, what the fuck is going on right now? And so we went in and there was a bunch of people, and basically learned later on that...
What's the name of the movie again?
Yeah, I have
it. So we can all watch it? Because he had to play a straight man, kissing a girl?
No, not kissing. But they singled me and this girl I had just met 30 minutes ago out. And we're because we were all went in and they were like, okay, just dance in the circle and give the vibes that it's a club. Because basically, I guess this scene was the penultimate, where the boy and the girl in this Spanish rom-com kiss and they get together. And so they were like, yeah, this is just supposed to be at the club. They kiss, you guys just dance and pretend you're having a good time. There was no fucking music playing in this room. So we're just sitting there silently, bopping. Yeah, pretending to dance. And so then so we were in the circle, and then the person was one of the people was you, me, and this other girl, go sit over here and pretend to be dating and be all lovey-dovey. And I was like, one, I don't and then two, I don't know this fucking bitch. And so I was like, okay, I'm not an actor. You can ask Savannah. Even doing her Instagram stories is a struggle for me.
You do so good.
But it was just very ridiculous. But so the night started off very good. And then the bartender was in there as an extra. So we kikied with him, and then he gave us free drinks the whole night. And so I don't get drunk very often.
Did we talk about the cleanser yet?
No, I'm getting there.
This was all before the cleanser?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because, yeah. So I get there, so we get incredibly drunk. Not quite as bad as I was at your birthday, which Savannah was nursing me for 3 hours until
probably
4 in the morning. Yeah. And yeah, it was not good. And
wait, that was my birthday or your birthday?
That was your birthday.
Oh, yeah.
On your birthday, you're taking care of me. Horrible, embarrassing.
No.
Won't happen again.
I'm going to get so fucked up on your birthday.
We're going to be in Vegas, so that's very possible. And
would you clean my vomit off the floor? Maria cleaned my vomit off the floor.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do that.
But we're closer.
Yeah, I understand that. But I don't do bodily fluids.
I'd clean your vomit off the floor.
I wouldn't make you do that. I would never let you do that. First of all, I always make it to a toilet. Second of all, I would not make you do that. I would clean it up cross-eyed blackout before I let someone else clean up my vomit.
Yeah, I felt that. I felt pretty embarrassed when she cleaned my vomit. I was like, why did you do that? She was like, oh, it's no biggie. But mine was also a little bleh. It wasn't a lot of vomit.
No.
Mine was a cute little baby bird.
Yeah, but yours wasn't from being drunk. So I feel like it
I had
was more
one drink
solid.
At the bar at Cosmo. And I feel like they drugged me or something, because then I got so nauseous and I just got up to go to the bathroom to go throw up. But the gravity of me trying to roll myself over, I just came out. But it was a little.
Yeah, no. And well, I feel like it was probably more solid.
No.
Like, just, my throw up is, like, straight okay, water.
Let's move along.
Okay, I didn't bring it up. And so, yeah, so we get free drinks all night, so we're not doing too hot mentally. And then Adriel's phone gets stolen. And it's, like, 2:30 in the morning, and we, like, go out, we check everywhere. It's a very small place. I forget the name. Is it called Virgo? Maybe. But it was a very small place, so there wasn't many places that it could be hiding, so it, like, definitely got stolen.
Did she ever find it?
No.
She just had to get a new phone.
Yeah. And so we, like, she's, like, you know, like, fucking kneeling on the ground outside the club, like, where's my fucking phone? I'm like, Adriel. And then, so, we're, like, trying to get in contact with her building super, and he's not answering because he's the only person at this point who could let us in because her keys are in the apartment and her phone is nowhere to be seen. And he's not answering. So her boyfriend's like, oh, we can just go sleep at my place. And I was like, I'm too grown for that. Like, I need a bed. And then Adriel's like, oh, his roommate's out of town. You can just sleep in his roommate's bed. But a lot slurring words. And, like, she did not say it that suddenly. And I was like, no, I'm not sleeping on a stranger's bed. Like, you know, I'm not 18 years old. It's just not the vibe. Like, I would feel gross. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to sleep in a random person's bed.
Yeah.
And so she's getting so mad at me because, like, I'm calling hotels, like, just trying to find a hotel because also they live really far away and I'm, like, already annoyed. I know I'm not going to have any of my stuff tonight. I'm not trying to, like, drive, or, like, spend 45 minutes to go sleep somewhere that I'm not going to be comfortable in. And so but because it's 2:30 in the morning, no hotel will, like, allow me to book a reservation.
Yeah, they probably can get, like, a prostitute.
No, but it's also because, like, their check-ins are for the previous day and it's already the next day. So it would be considered, like, an early check-in. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wanted to stay the 14th through the 15th, but technically I'm, like, checking in on the 15th because it's 2:30 in the morning. So I, like, call my credit card company and I'm on hold with them and they are literally, like, I'm like, okay, try this hotel. Like, 14 hotels, and I was on the phone for 45 minutes, and they were like,
should've just gone to Adriel's.
Everyone said no. And then finally I was like, okay, like, call any hotel. I don't care. Well, I didn't say any hotel, but, because I need a comfortable bed to sleep in.
Princess.
No, but it's like, in New York City, there are some disgusting hotels, so I'm not that desperate. Like,
I love that even when you're blackout drunk, you're still so bougie.
No, and so finally they find one hotel, and it's like probably like almost 4 in the morning at this point. And like, so I get there, I don't have anything. Like, I should have honestly like gone to a drugstore or something, but I didn't have whatever. And so I just used the hand soap that was in because I was like, do I sleep without washing my face or do I just use the hand soap? But I was very drunk and I felt really sweaty and gross from being at the club. You know what I mean? I was like, I need a shower and I need to wash my face. And the only option was the body soap that was there. I'm pretty sure it was Le Labo. No, it was Diptyque. And yeah, so I just washed my face, no moisturizer, went to bed, woke up the next morning. I DoorDashed Cetaphil cleanser and like SPF 30 or whatever, put that on, went to Adriel's, her super finally answered. But that was like, yeah, so we were phoneless and homeless.
Did you find the name of
I did
the telenovela?
It's supposed to be called Cien Preguntas.
It's liking.
And I
when
think
is it coming out?
I have no idea. Again,
have
I wasn't
popcorn and watch the whole thing.
It's supposed
I'm
to come
so
out
excited.
What's like it's supposed to come out on Tubi. Is that,
well,
is that a streaming?
I'll buy Tubi.
But yeah, but other than that whole saga, which was a lot, it was a good trip besides the very end, but I just had some beef.
I feel like it's been so long. What did I do when you were gone? What dates was this?
I feel like you were just working.
Yeah, my life away.
Well, you went to New York before.
I did. Yeah. I talked about that on the podcast a little bit.
I was gone.
It was a good time.
I was gone the 13th through the 18th.
Yeah.
But, oh yeah, it was good.
And then you came back.
And then I came back.
And then you started at SBA.
Yeah.
So tell us about that. How has your first, like, 3 weeks been?
It's been good. Honestly, like, I feel like I'm thriving. I feel like I'm...
You're happy.
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm getting sleep. I'm getting stuff done. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I've actually moved the needle.
Yeah, quite a bit.
Quite a bit in a very short amount of time. But I also feel like you maybe had a lot of things that...
Oh, also top secret besties. I can't tell you this yet, but the project that we were working on with the deck, did you get that made and sent so I can see what they look like?
Oh, yeah.
About that last night at like 2 a.m.
Yeah, it's being made right now.
Sly.
So, no.
There's lots of stuff. Oh, my God. We got a building.
Oh, yeah. So, we, Savannah, congratulations, finally signed the lease on the new space for SBA.
Yeah.
It's a lot bigger.
A lot bigger. 5,000 square feet.
Yeah.
And we're in like 12 or 1,300. I'm not really...
Somewhere around there.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a spatial upgrade.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
It's just going to be a lot of stress because I'm the dumb bitch that's going to build a house and a spa at the same time. But like, to be honest, I tried to not have it happen this way, but it's just how the cookie crumbled. Like,
yeah. I mean, like, ideally, your
we were just waiting
house...
for rates and stuff to go down for the house. And like, yeah. We were like trying to decide if we were going to like keep the square footage, go down on the square footage, and just like
for the house.
Yeah. And then deciding, it's just like,
yeah,
was so hard for me. And honestly, like with the house stuff, like the back end of all of it, like that's Lance. And he's been so busy with Cyrus, like starting school and like just stuff. And like, I'm gonna be honest, like not to shade my husband, but to shade him, like this man is not a go-getter like me. Like he has to be asked 37 times to do something before he'll do it. He's not like a just do it because it needs to get done. It's like do it because your wife yelled at you 5 times in the past 34 hours to do it. So that was frustrating. So now finally he's like, you know, gotten financing for our house and like everything that we need like squared away. And so we should be breaking ground here in the next month because I literally just got a Facebook memory that we bought our lot a year ago.
Yeah.
So it's been about a year, but I mean, there's a lot of moving parts and like, we were kind of in limbo about like what we wanted to do. And
yeah, I mean, it's a big decision.
It's a big decision.
Yeah.
And,
but like we,
to Lance's point, like he is busy, you know, literally taking care of our son all day. And then by the time I'm home to take care of Cyrus, like anything that you needed to call
is closed.
Yeah. No. And then on top of that, Cyrus won't nap.
Never.
So,
but now that he started school,
he has more time to
do some
stuff.
Yeah. Like Cyrus is, but it's only 2 days a week, but you can get a lot done in 2 days.
Yeah. Well, we could. Lance is just, you know, he's a simple man.
Yeah.
He really is. He doesn't have like crackhead go-getter energy. Like he's just very there.
Yeah.
Which is good.
I'm somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. Like, you guys would be cool just chilling and, like, just, yeah, like, you know, and I'm, like, we have to, like, have an itinerary for every aspect of my life. Yeah. I'm just very high strung and Lance is very not strung.
Depends.
Well, unless it's Cyrus's bedtime or it's budgeting or it's eating.
Okay, facts.
Or him going to sleep.
Yeah.
No, this guy, it's so mean. We'll have family movie nights and Lance likes to go to bed at 10.
Like, we'll start the movie at, like, 8:30, and it'll be ending at, like, 10:27. At 10, he's like, night, guys.
Yeah,
like,
he's like,
bye. We have 27 minutes
left in the movie. And then we'll sneak into the room.
To wash our face or to, like, do something.
Yeah, because all of my, like, skincare is obviously in Lance and I's room. And so if Tyler's sleeping over, he's going to obviously wash his face. And, I mean, at the new house, you'll have your own skincare stock. But right now, the guest room's just, I don't even want to talk about it. It stresses me out. But... We'll go in there and he'll be on his fucking phone watching TikToks and we're like, fake fucking bitch.
No, literally.
Like, don't tell us you can't finish a movie with us when you're literally laying down watching TikToks and not asleep. Like, he could at least like been like, you know, those kids like
that, like lock your phone real quick, put it under the pillow. Yeah.
That was me all the time when my parents would walk in like and I'm supposed to be asleep.
Yeah.
Like, at least hide your lies.
Yeah. No, for real.
He sits in them.
And then like also like you know, when it comes to Cyrus's bedtime, like, we want to hang out with Cyrus until 8:30, 8:45 at home. And he's like, no, he needs to go to bed or else my life is going to be hell tomorrow. And then you guys go to the ranch for Easter and Cyrus he wants is to out go till like 10 p.m.
Oh, yeah. Me and my mom were like doing our skincare together. And I'm like, where is Cyrus? Like, it is 9:30. Like, is he dead? Are they dead? They all left their phones and they were on the golf cart Polaris thing.
Going like, to like look at
deer
and stuff.
And yeah. I'm like, so only Cyrus's bedtime matters when it's something I want.
Yeah.
But when you want to go look at deer till fucking 2 a.m,
yeah,
it's like, yeah. Yeah. Of chill, course. Like, let's do it. So Lance is particular with his certain things, which I think we all.
Aren't we all?
I'm like, here we are shitting on him, but like, same. I'm psycho. He's psycho. You're psycho. We're all crazy. Tyler has to have a bougie, fluffy bed. He told me that he'd sleep over more if I got him a purple mattress because clearly my Casper mattress isn't good.
It's just sleeps hot and there's no ceiling fan in that room.
I got you a box fan from Dyson.
I understand that, but like, it's not the same.
Okay.
Because like, the box fan.
Don't worry, princess. Mommy will get you a purple mattress at the new house and a really nice
fan. I'll just bring my own mattress.
Okay.
B-Y-O-M.
Okay, go for it. And then what am I crazy and high strung about?
Literally everything.
Give some examples.
No, there's nothing you aren't crazy and high strung about.
Really?
Yeah.
Nothing. Crickets.
Yeah.
I've also been on like a bit of like an animal collecting spiral.
Yeah, and I hate like that's the worst spiral that you go into. Like, I'd so much rather you go into like a throw everything out in the house, like reorganize everything at the spa. Like,
but it's saving a life that benefits more than one party. Me collecting animals.
Sure. I think it's net neutral.
Yeah.
Because
you love really melanocyte and you love Uva.
I don't, and that's not his name.
Yeah, it is.
Uva's his name. Period. Yeah,
period.
That's his name.
End of story.
Really? Uva. I didn't know that.
Well, you would have known if you listened to me yesterday.
No, because yesterday you were still asking, should I name him this?
It was almost ceramide.
I still think that's a better name. I don't like Uva.
But like, he's kind of purpley. And so it's like grape in Spanish. Uva is grape in Spanish. And then Uva, UVA, is how it's spelled. Ultraviolet aging rays. It's like too iconic. Like, do I like the way Uva sounds? Like, not too much. It's like Uvo Javer.
But it's...
What does that mean?
Yeah. I've never been to Uvo Javer. But, okay, yeah. It's fitting.
It's cute.
I just don't like the name.
That's fine.
Okay.
He's not your fish.
Yeah.
Except he's going to live in the guest room with you.
No, he will not. You wouldn't even like that.
I'm going to get a snake and a tarantula for your room. We'll take you to the pet store.
She's just saying she doesn't want me to live there.
I'll get you a purple mattress and a snake. And I'll get you a ceiling fan and a tarantula.
I'd probably rather prefer like a snake than a ferret. So
really?
Because I'd just leave him in there.
I got you some
time.
Little ratatatas.
No, I didn't think about that because when you have snakes, you have to have like the mice to feed them. And I would hate no disgusting.
That's pretty sad. It's not disgusting. It's sad.
It's both.
Like, I even feel bad for like the crickets that I have to feed my lizard. Like, I feel so bad for them.
Seasoning them. You're just shaking them up.
Just shake them in this calcium powder and you put them in like the crickets in a Ziploc bag. And then you put calcium powder on them and they look like little powdered donuts.
Yeah.
And it gets in their eyes. It's so sad.
But all in all, I've enjoyed joining the team.
Yeah, and when you were gone, that's when I got the lizard. So you shouldn't have left me.
You were going to get the lizard. Do you know how many times I said you don't need to get a fish? Did you get a fish? Yeah, it doesn't matter what I say. You don't care.
I do care. Just not that much.
Okay, thank you.
Like, I do care what you say, but like, it's not going to affect my decision at the end of the day. But I do value your input.
No, I know. I think you value my input for a lot of things besides like animal things.
I value your input until it's against what I have, what I want. Okay. If your input...
You're like, only if you agree with me.
I love your input when it agrees with me. Okay. I don't like your input when it doesn't.
I mean, like, the fish is not that bad. The melanocyte's not that bad. It's just like...
Millie's that bad.
No. Okay. not going to get into that. But it's just you already have so many moving parts of your life that, like, just, like, getting more and more animals, I don't think it, like, helps. I think it's, like, a temporary Band-Aid for happiness. But then when they've been there for, like, a while, you still love them a lot.
No, I still love them.
No, yeah, I know. Like, it still brings you happiness. But I think, like,
I just want to be, like, loved and valued. And when I don't feel loved and valued, I want animals to love and value. Like, when the people in my life don't make me feel loved and valued.
What are you trying to say?
I said what I said, and I just said it with my chest, bestie.
I know.
No, but you do. Except you didn't a few times. Once and twice.
Okay, once. Oh, are you talking about last night?
Yes.
That's crazy. That's crazy. The first time, fair. Last night, not fair.
Okay. And anyway, so I think I seek love from animals.
Because
and just so I feel like I can take care of them and, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, like, unwavering. And it's, like, rescue mission. Like, the betta fish are in teeny tiny little tanks I rescue.
Yeah.
I rescue, I save, and I slay.
I feel that.
And they're just so innocent. And, like, you know, you don't have to hold a fish. You just feed them, make sure their tank's clean. It's, like, pretty easy. And, you know, they're beautiful to watch and, like, really calming and peaceful. But I'm really excited to have an aquarium in my house and in my spa. I kind of want to get an aquarium, like, beside my bathtub. Like, I was thinking if I had a plug that I could put beside the bathtub, like, I would put Uva there.
A plug?
Yeah, because they have to have a heater because betta fish are sensitive. They like warm water. They're from Thailand originally.
You don't have anywhere to put that.
I want to go to Thailand and swim in like a body of water full of just wild betta fish. Like, wouldn't that be so beautiful?
Is that a thing? Or did you
That's where they're
that
from.
I know, but like, how does that work? Because don't they like each other?
I mean, same thing with a lot of animals. It'd be like, you know, at a pet store, if they sold like a tarantula, it'd probably be like, don't put two tarantulas like in a cage because it's like such a closed space. But like, a body of water is a body of water. Like, hide. Survival of the fittest, you know?
I didn't know that. I mean, I don't
know. Like, anything kills anything.
So you want to go diving with betta fish?
Snorkel, most likely. I feel like diving in that water, it's more of like a snorkel mission.
Okay.
You know?
No, because I don't do those things.
But look, I'll show you. It's so pretty. But
oh, that actually exists.
I don't just speak.
Well, I thought like, I thought you were just saying like, that's what I didn't know it existed.
Yeah, betta fish in Thailand swimming.
Bless you.
What else has been exciting and new?
I don't know. It's been so long since I've been here and I don't know what you talked about last time. But yeah, I feel like...
Well, I talked about Grape Gate.
Yeah, that happened.
Yeah.
New space. Me
new
joining.
Space. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's so much that's happened that it's just so hard to pinpoint what's happened because so much has happened.
You brought on the glacial?
Oh, yeah, I did. That was a little secret.
Yeah.
Which is super exciting. So I had heard about it through my friend Candace, which you know, the LA facialist.
Mm-hmm. I've never met her, but yeah.
Yeah, she's amazing. And then when I went to speak for Square at ICSC when I was in New York, they're mm-hmm. like, I had people came and kind of like courted me and just like came and like supported me.
So
and
they
was,
were at the Square event.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So like they came and I was like, that just shows like a lot of like, you know, integrity and character and just...
And, like, support.
Support. And, yeah. like, they're just so down to earth and humble. And so I was like, I'm interested. And so now we have both devices. And I've been loving it. I mean, it's been, like, a week since I've been doing the service. So. Mm-hmm.
And I love it, too.
Yeah. It's
it feels
been
so
good
nice.
Stuff.
It's, like, the closest I've been to, like, Savannah giving me a feel-good
yeah.
service in literally, like, 5 years.
Yeah. It's definitely, like, fluffy but results-driven.
Yeah.
Which is why I like it. Because I don't.
Because
like
I feel
the fluffy
like the
stuff as much.
I feel like the hydrofacial
just doesn't move the needle.
I feel like the hydrofacial is supposed to be like that, but it's also, it's not.
Yeah, like it's not as corrective because it's as like, you'd
no,
want.
But I mean not even about the corrective, but or the fluffy.
Like, no, yeah, because it's not because very. It's like, yeah, it's like wet and cold the whole time. Yeah, it's like and a it's wet, like, cold cat tongue.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so, I've never loved personally getting a hydrafacial done because it's not relaxing. Yeah.
I mean, it's great for like same day.
Yeah, glow and like get all the junk off and like just kind of like factory reset your face. Mm-hmm. But. Glacial's like you. It feels good. Reduces skin inflammation. Cold. It's great. I know. Me too.
It feels like the glacial in
here
right now.
I want to eat dumplings. Really bad.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
Can we eat dumplings?
Perhaps.
Why?
Savannah sent me this restaurant this morning. She was like, "It's supposed to be so good," and I was like, "Okay, let me look up this place." Because like, we podcast in Fort Worth. And Fort Worth is not generally known for their Asian cuisine.
No, they're cowboys out here.
Yeah, and so
they
I was like
Tex-Mex and barbecue. Oh my God, we could go to that place has the bomb-ass fajitas. Uncle Julio's? No.
I know what you're talking about.
What's his name? Joe T. Garcia.
Joe T, yeah. But so I was like, let me look up this restaurant. And I look it up, and their menu was basically, like, it was so sketchy looking. I was like, we're going to get food poisoning from this place because...
The menu items look good.
Savannah, you saw what I saw. It was, like,
maybe
basically,
part of,
like...
the vibes.
Well, that's not a vibe I like to partake in.
It'd be fine if we got food poisoning.
My stomach was already going through it last week.
I think it'd be a fun time.
We'll see. But I hope you guys are having a wonderful Monday.
Yeah. Same.
I love you guys.
I'm so hungry.
I can see that. Double fisting the coffees and scarfing down a chomp.
I'm so hungry. What did we eat?
I don't know. You have to get your nails done after, but I guess we got some time.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
We love you guys so, so much.
Have a wonderful rest of your day. I missed you guys.
We miss you, and we'll see you next Monday.